Now, using a 10-minute consultation model, you have to make certain plans about how the consultation runs. Generally, the patient has 1 minute to tell the story. If the patient is still telling their story over 1 minute, you need a Dick Tracy moment. The Dick Tracy moment runs like this: hold everything, how am I going to end this consultation? Because if you spend a lot of time taking history, you can't do an examination, you can't do any assessment, you can't plan any treatment, you can't make advice to the patient. You have only a certain limited amount of time to do things. 60 seconds, Dick Tracy moment, hold everything, how am I going to end this? Another very important issue is to try to work out very early, what is the real reason the patient is there? What is the real single reason the patient is there? Another consideration, do sequenced management plans. For example, if a patient comes in with abdominal discomfort, don't do blood tests and x-rays and scans and a referral to a specialist. You do one thing at a time, taking care of the most critical issues first. If you do blood tests and x-rays and scans and referrals, the patient then comes back and they want the results of blood tests and scans and x-rays and referrals. And then the next question is, well, what are you going to do next? And people are not going to be very happy unless you've worked out what to do next. The best way to give yourself more time to think about issues is to do one thing at a time, a sequenced management plan. The first time you pick the most important test, well, let's just start with a blood test. The next thing you do is perhaps, okay, it looks like you need an x-ray or a scan. Then maybe you need an allied health person to look at them or a specialist to look at them, and you do that on another visit. You need time to explain tests and organise further management. If you try to do too much, you're juggling too many balls. If you miss one thing, no one's going to thank you. You're going to stuff up and people are going to get angry at you. Now, the other thing to think about here, basic blood test. A full blood count MBA is something I've seen a lot of doctors do when a patient comes in and wants some issues investigated. I used to think it's fairly mundane and basic medicine. I mean, what are you going to discover with a full blood count MBA? But I think it's actually one of the most critical and clever basic tests that can be performed in general practice. Because what it discovers for you is whether the patient's willing to come back. If the patient has severe problems, can't deal with their life and needs lots of urgent things done, but they're not prepared to come back, there's no point getting too involved in doing things that they're not going to let you do. If you organise a complex blood test and the patient asks you, oh, do I need to come back to see you about these? You're probably regretting having done what you're doing. So do a full blood count, MBA if you're doing a blood test, or a urine test, or whatever seems appropriate, but do single basic things that people need to come back for the answers for. That sorts out the most basic thing about patients, people who are willing to invest some time and effort in getting their problems looked after, versus people who want everything done, everything and lots of comprehensive things done in a very short period of time, and not prepared to give you the time or effort or the ability to do those things. The more you do, the more you'll be asked to do, not necessarily right away. And if you don't do all the things you're asked to do, the angrier people will be. And in my opinion, serve you right. Now, the next issue is no decision trees. The patient comes in and says, and you discover some problem, and you say to them, look, if it gets more inflamed, on day one, you need to increase the dose of antibiotic. If it becomes more inflamed on day two, you need to come back for some treatment. If it stays about the same by day three, you probably need to come back and talk to me. Stop. You're doing the wrong thing. The only thing you say when a patient comes in and you organise a treatment is, come back and see me on this day. And you document that. If the patient doesn't come back and see you on that day, they have made their own decision and that is the end of the problem. If you do this type of medicine, people get looked after pretty well because you've made the decision. You, as a professional, are employing professional assessment and professional judgment in looking at a problem, and you can then deal with complex issues by applying your medical skills. You also get paid a lot more to do it, and people basically start to work with you, not against you, and demand less because they think they're being looked after. People actually like doctors being interested in their welfare, which we like to be interested in people's welfare, but we have big constraints on how we can do these things, and that becomes the problem.